Welcome, everybody. This is Derek White Sky Cloud, and I also wish to say everybody else, Happy New Year 2007. It's finally here. Everyone's relieved. I'm sure all of you have actually had said, oh my God, Christmas is over, New Year's is over. I don't have to spend more money anymore. Well, now we got to pay our bills to cover our butts and all. Anyway, so it's kind of really funny the way we look at Christmas and look at New Year's. But it's one of the biggest commercial industries and celebrations in all of our personal lives, I'm sure. Anyways, I had a great time, and I had my family down visiting me, and it was a fantastic time to have my son with me and my daughter and grandkids, and I'm telling you, we've never been to so many places, visiting for everybody almost every day for dinner between Christmas and New Year's. It was fabulous. You get so big after you put so much weight on. Now it's time to exercise it all off. Anyways, to let everybody else know ahead of time, I am a psychic medium, and this show is called Between Two Worlds, and we're starting off freshly at 2007. I do work as a paranormal investigator, and I'm also here to give you guidance on your spiritual journey. Now, the thing is, we have something else, some new things, programs that are actually that are installed by Don and the crew from BBS Radio. They've installed a chat line. Yes, guys, we do have a chat line that's available here on BBS. So if you ever want to go onto that site, you actually, if you want to listen to the show or participate in the chat and have a type messages to me, or any comments you wish to ask about, or any kind of questions you want to ask, you can also do that. The chat line, if you basically go to the scribe line on the right side of the screen, it says Between Two Worlds. And then once you get to that page, you'll see in the center here, and there's a toll-free number, just after under the toll-free numbers. And you just click on BBS My Chat Line Room and register yourself in, and you'll see the title that I have is called, it's BT2 Worlds. Basically, it's initialized. That's the room you're going into, BT2 Worlds. And you enter the room and you sit and you join us, and looking forward to having a chat with you. We have one person who has already joined us in the chat room, so it's actually the beginning of a new start. And also, to let you all know, if you want to call in toll free, I'm actually doing readings today on radio, so it has been busy for me all through the whole season, even through the Christmas time, because I'm sure I had a lot of people actually did call me up, Jamie, during Christmas Day. Can you do it for reading for me? I need to find out about something. So anyways, I never turn anybody down. I do offer my services, like to help people out as much as I possibly can. Now, the toll-free number we have in the U.S. is 877-876-5227. And all for my friends up in Canada, where I'm from, it's 888-810-8322. And those who are international across Europe and places like those is 530-876-3222. Now, some of you have never been to the, if you've been actually listening to the radio show, and if some of you have not been to the website, which you can also, we're listed under www.bbsradio.com. And, anyways, if you want to get through, now sometimes some people think they can't get through the chat line and chat all day, but do we also have available too, when you have a quick chat, if you want to relay a message to me, it's under the BBS Fast Chat. I also like to thank a lot of people out there that have been listening in. They've been sending me emails and messages on the feedback. BBS actually has a feedback page available that you can actually relay your comments and messages, what you think of the program or the person that actually has been hosting it, and what they think about BBS Radio. And we also, I've been receiving a couple of them today, which I really like to thank them both for touching my heart. And basically, it was absolutely fabulous when they shared their feelings and compliments on the program itself. I look forward to speaking to you guys later on in the future as well. And what else we have here? The program itself is all about mediumship as well as psychic readings, and it's all about spiritual awakening and awarenesses and what we deal with in issues like this. There are many other types of mediums that are on this program, but my kind of work is a little different, a little kind of unique in different ways, because we all practice the skills from different parts of the world, and each person has their gifted teachers that actually have trained them. Some people are self-trained, self-taught. Most of my training was self-taught from Spirit. I learned a lot of my training from them through Dreamtime. And it's interesting how that happens. I mean, I'm working on my second book, and I have written one book already called Spiritual Journeys with White Sky Cloud, and it was channeled writings. And you'll see, if you go to my website as well, BBS Radio, or if you want to go to my website, it's under www.whiteskycloud.com, or if you want to go to BBS Radio, you'll see the advertisement on the lower right corner of the page itself under BBS Radio, and you'll see the book itself. And it is the book itself is all to do with channeled writings. It's all to do with the writings from Spirit that I've done automatic writing with. And those of you who don't know what automatic writing is, that is channeled words from people who like to come through from Spirit and want to offer their services and offer you wisdom. And so I've actually taken that wisdom and I passed it on to paper, and then from paper I shared it with you out there. And that's helped a lot of, what I've noticed, that helped a lot of people being out there who are needing that healing. And some people go through drug and alcohol recovery, and some people go through other types of healing that they're desiring in life. And so some people go through drug and alcohol recovery, some people deal with spiritual recovery, some people are also dealing with needing the knowledge to find out what they can do with this skill, or they're not too sure if it's actually cursed, or if they're thinking that it's really bad, or they think it's really good. They're not too. So having to have the skills that I have, I try to offer as much as I possibly can for you out there. And there is, let's put this way, there are a lot of people out there. Right now we have a lot more teachers available than we used to have back in the 70s and the 80s and even the 90s. So it's wonderful to have that availability, because there's a lot of spiritual awarenesses and the spiritual awakenings that are available for others to meet. Now, I also have, like I said before, my book is called Spiritual Journeys with White Sky Cloud, and if you're interested in ordering a book for yourself, it's available online. It's $20 plus shipping and handling on top of that. And it's for anybody who wishes to order a book can give me a call. And also, if you are wanting to ask for a reading, the Bitland lines are open right now. I think we have a caller. Who am I speaking to?
Hello, Derek?
Yes.
This is Homie 3. How are you?
Hi, good. How are you doing, homie?
Good. Happy New Year to you.
Happy New Year to you, too.
And Happy New Year to everybody that's listening.
Yeah.
I may have a little lisp. I had some dental work being done.
Oh, yeah?
Yes, that was over the holiday month, okay?
So
I may have a little lisp.
Tooth fairy, how much you're going to get?
Excuse me?
They're waiting for the tooth fairy to find out how much you're going to get?
How much I'm going to get for what?
From the tooth fairy.
Oh, no! That was at the hospital, at the dentist office, and, that went right out to the... Excuse me, hold on, I got to shut something off. There we go. That went right into the hazardous waste bin.
Oh, did it?
Okay.
I guess the tooth fairy wouldn't be able to handle it.
No. So it wasn't like it was at home and it came out,
Yeah.
That's where usually the tooth fairy comes around.
Yeah. I guess when you're a kid, you expect that quarter, and then when you become a teen, you expect the $5.
Oh, yeah, and you get a little older. Yo, how about $1,000? How about a couple of grand?
Yeah.
How about $1,000,000? How about one of those lottos,
Yeah, everybody wants to scratch and win under the pillow. There you go.
So we know where the tooth fairy comes from.
We do.
Well, I feel,
I wonder where that actually came from in history.
Where that, well, it's just like Santa Claus, you know what I mean?
Yeah.
Okay. That's a myth and a legend, all right?
Oh, yeah. We got Santa Claus.
And that has nothing really to do with the aspect of why what Jesus was born. I think they took that when they actually came about with starting Christmas and associating it with the birth of Christ.
Uh-huh.
It came from the thinking, well, you had three wise men that appeared at the manger, and they brought presents from the kings that they were coming from.
Why just three kings?
Huh?
How come just three kings?
That's why you have Three Kings Day.
Yeah, Three Kings Day, yeah.
Okay. When you look at Jesus' life, that number three is all over his life a lot.
Yeah, mind, body, and spirit.
Yeah, we talk about that number three with certain spiritual people down through the history of man.
Yeah.
Okay, so let's not go there right now.
Yeah, here we go.
All right, that gets a little touchy right at the moment, so. Huh? So I hope everybody had a wonderful holiday season.
Oh, I think we all did. I mean, I know I did. My son came down. Actually, this time was actually great to have. I had my daughter and my son together at the same time, plus having grandkids here, so it was quite the fulfillment of Christmas and packed the house. Everybody was pretty happy for gift receiving, and I did more eating than I did actually receiving gifts this year.
Put on a couple of pounds, did you, Derek?
Pardon?
Put on a couple of pounds this year?
Oh, I think I had a few pounds, yeah. That turkey just got to the next door. You go from turkey to turkey to turkey, you're never
that's
done
true.
Until it's over.
But me, I just take what the day comes and what brings it about. So I sort of relaxed and enjoyed the weekend.
Yeah, one fellow told me, he said, I mean, I never had turkeys, so I had Spam. okay. He was a change, just trying to play a joke.
Yeah. Anyway, I said I had something interesting to mention to you.
Okay.
Or to be on air. Uh-huh. You know, we both have the ability of being able to give psychic readings or psychic information out of future events. Now,
yeah.
I was on the radio show with Jill Dane on her show a couple of times.
Uh-huh.
And she had mentioned something how Cube is going to come about with having an open, it'll be like a paradise again. It'll be a free country. Now, for me, back in 2001, I was giving a lecture to a group of people at the time, and there was a lady there that was from Cuba, and I had just out of nowhere brought up the information about Ilian Gonzalez.
Oh, yeah.
At that time, he was here in the United States, and I said to her that I have no problem, and I see that he will be going back. Now, of course, a year later, I wound up giving a lecture at the same area of the country. That lady was there, and we had talked about how he was going, how he would go back, and he did go back. I didn't know how he was going to get there, but he did get there. Now, at that time, I also said to her that I have this feeling that this young gentleman would turn around to become a leader of your country. Your people will look at him to say, well, the young man, he traveled across the 90 miles of water.
Yeah.
Okay? In an inner tube. He survived that trip. Sharks could have gotten him.
Oh, yeah.
Okay? And it was prime time for that type of devouring by sharks. So... He survived the trip, and he wound up going back. So, yeah, people would look at him over the course of time as being all of his friends and the young generation that he's growing up with will be looking up to him as somebody that, yo, you survived that. You're somebody very important. We should listen to what you have to say.
It's going to be really interesting how a lot of changes are going to take place for 2007, because I know we'll be making a lot of predictions for this year.
Mm-hmm.
So
I'm going on record that
program that we'll be doing on another radio program here up in the future, near future, in month February?
No, we changed that to March 4th.
March the 4th, right.
Okay,
and,
because
so
February 4th here in this country, we have the Super Bowl.
Yeah.
The football championship, which happens to be right down here in my neck of the woods.
Yeah, so I'm sure nobody wants to miss the February month, so they want to go into March.
Yeah, so he said he had seen he had an open date for March 4th, and everybody said, yes, so that's the date we have the show on, March 4th.
Yeah. Well, we could not make any predictions for the Super Bowl or for the game because
no, we don't want to.
we want to throw any gambling debt.
Okay, we have too many gamblers that could be out there listening. So I've been given some very good information over the past 6 weeks for a few friends of mine, and no, they didn't use it for that ill-gotten gain because I told them about it before. You cannot use it for ill-gotten gain. Because if you do,
yeah.
I will become knocking very fast. I get my 33%.
That's right.
So, but they've been very happy with the information I've been giving on my, giving them on what's been happening. So
good.
It solidifies our ability of where the information comes from. It comes from the other side, and there is something that we even have a gift on.
Yeah. So. Well, you know, the thing is that there is a lot of people out there today that will have a lot of curiosity learning about what we do, how we can learn how to use our skills. And yes, we have teachers available. But we also, you know, we want to help the young ones.
Let me ask you this, Derek. I mean, you know, when they say everybody wants to see if they can tap into this, how do we get to have this ability? Now, if everybody had psychic ability, then what are we here for?
Yeah.
Okay. There's a reason why some of us have that extra sense of life or the gift of being able to tell future events.
Mm-hmm.
I think that's something more important of the near future.
Mm-hmm.
All right. That's getting into the involvement of prophecy and understanding what some of those prophecies could mean.
Mm-hmm.
All right. Well, we're all in a movie, so to speak, when we actually look at prophecy.
Yeah.
And for those who play a part in that prophecy, wouldn't they have some information in their own of what it might be all about? Like a key or, you know, certain things.
Mm-hmm.
You know, maybe to give the information to the world and, hey, it's time to realize everything that we all have a gift. Some of us have intuition. Now let's all use it to the betterment of our lifetime and for the future of our children all over the world.
Yeah.
And also it comes what you have that meditation and the belief systems that maybe you can come to a full, that's what some of the prophecies talk about.
Yeah.
You know, it talks about a universal understanding on this earth. And maybe we might have peace all around. I don't think we'll have always peace in the streets though.
Oh, I think we will. We have our own peace of mind.
Mm-hmm.
I think that's the most important part. If you can make peace with yourself, the rest of the world will support each other on what we do. I feel that, yes, we may have the war out there trying to draw us down to make us feel like we should be feeling sad every day because of we are losing soldiers. And that is really, to be honest with you, it's not our war.
Well, but you know, it's not Canada's war, but here in the United States, can I say something about let's say we talk a little bit about politics.
Yeah.
You know, or the belief of God. Because
yeah.
That's what this war, some of this war is about.
Oh, about religion specifically.
You know, the Iraq war right now, the Iraqi people, I could tell you the reason, you know, one of the main reasons why you have a problem over there is because you have three sets of religions or faiths over there, or sects of Muslims.
Yeah.
The Shiites, the Sunnis, and the Kurds.
Yeah.
Well, you see, the Kurds and the Shiites are both sitting on land that is full with oil. The Sunnis have no oil. They're in the middle of the state or the country.
Yeah.
They have Baghdad. Well, you see, they tried to get it done before, a long time ago, when Britain tried to work it out.
Yeah.
They tried to get it for everybody to share the wealth.
Let's try not to get in too much of the history of it, because we can be here all night.
Yeah, I know. Well, what boils down to is that the Shiites and the Kurds don't want to give up that money to the Sunnis. So
yeah,
that's where all the problem lies.
Yeah. But what I'm trying to say is that as well is because, you know, we're trying to make it, like people like ourselves, what you and I are like,
mm-hmm.
we are not really there to try to support a war. What we're trying to do is trying to create a healing aspect of healing.
That's what we have to do now, all over the place.
Keep the peace. And that's why both you and I are not out there with our rifle shooting.
That's right. But we're doing other peaceful
things.
We're
given the gift to defend, and there's people out there giving the gift to heal. And so we're all given a specific purpose in our journey that we're taking on, and that's the reason why we're put here, both you and I, and everyone else out there. So I find it it's important that we need to try to share that wisdom of healing and the intent to help other people go through their life and trying to complete it. The thing is that we also have, we'd like to put a lot of humor in this world, and we always joke about all kinds of things, whether it's related to war, whether it's related to peace, but we try to keep humor important to us because that's what keeps us alive. That's what keeps us going. If we didn't have enough humor, we didn't have enough smiles on our faces, and always be hell, allowing ourselves to hold ourselves down and hide in the house and say, well, the world's coming to an end. It'll never happen. Never allow that world coming to an end, because I'll make sure myself I won't let it happen. And I'm sure a lot of people out there will agree with that. We all have been given a reason to be here for what we're doing. You have your purpose. Well, your journey is about prophecy. Your
That's
journey
right.
is about all based on Nostradamus teachings and
Bible code, the Dead Sea Scrolls, all this.
Mine is all based on mediumship and trying to talk to the people that are passed over, and those who are able to contact that are passed over, the ones that able to communicate and share a love message or send a message to loved ones that have lost their loved ones who have passed over, no matter what type of illnesses they dealt with. But it brings peace within the family and tries to bring peace themselves and say, you know what, we don't have to look at the world and say, well, I hate him for this, I hate her for that, I don't like this, what they do lack. Yes, we may not agree with what we don't like,
mm-hmm.
but we can try to do the best we can to try to come together like in a big, huge circle. That's why the world is made into a circle. So we can come together in a circle to hold hands and try to create a song, a prayer, a gathering. And I don't care how many people, whether it's small or large, we can make it work. And that's important. So anyways, I appreciate you calling, homie.
Thank you very much for having me on.
Yeah.
And I wish the best for the coming year for you and Marion.
Okay.
And we'll be talking to you soon and chat with you maybe before the radio show on March 4th.
Okay, I'm sure you will.
Okay.
Take care.
Take care, man.
Okay.
May God bless.
You too. Bye. There are so many things that, you know, when for example, people call in and they're going to talk about different events that happen in the garden, whether it's war, whether it's different events across the world. I'm telling you, there's so many things that happen that we get so caught up into it. I try not to look at them in a negative sense, because if we do, you know, like, yes, we feel sad that people lost their lives, that we feel sad that people suffered, but we need to understand too that the people of themselves are making that choice, being born in this world, choosing that particular personality of being that person, whether they choose the life of being long living or short living. And when we make a desire to be that human being, we make a desire to become male or female, make a desire to become a good person and to do our possible, our best. And we all sacrifice a lot of ourselves, no matter what it is. We sacrifice our time. We sacrifice so many different things, even for our families, to become successful. So there's a lot of things out there that we try to do best at. And this is what I'm trying to do for everybody out there, that when you work as a medium, you try to give people a wonderful reading and show them what's happening. And that's where I'm able to make contact if I can help them out. and try to bring a little bit more positive for 2007. I'm sure you all know this, that we've lost our youth folks out there in the U.S., for example, have lost, you had a president that's passed over just recently. And also, you have had a wonderful African-American singer, soul man, James Brown, passed over. This is all around the same time on Christmas and New Year's. And yet, yes, there was sadness, but a lot of people were in shock, actually. James Brown passing, they were totally in shock. They were like, oh, my God, I can't believe it. He's gone. Because they thought of him as being like a god, so to speak, like someone who's, like, you know, he was so important to the world because he brought healing to people. He brought the soul. So he called himself the soul man. He did everything he could to help people heal. He believed in having to allow himself to become a better person. He believed he wanted to impress people no matter what it is, what he can do. His talents were absolutely phenomenal because being a man in the 70s, who can do a spin and dive, split his legs apart, right to the bottom on the floor, come back up again, and just be able to move so quickly. He was very, very healthy. In fact, a lot of people were quite shocked that he actually had passed so quickly, having pneumonia, and then his heart failed. But then again, he dealt with his demons in the past. He dealt with drug abuse, and I'm not sure what his issues were then, but he was trying to heal through that, and he came so far to... Basically, the body can handle so much, and you're trying to be out there as possible as you can to help others. And but his heart was music, and his heart was... So we have another caller calling in, and that's our president. Actually, it's called Gerald Ford, by the way. And anyways, who am I speaking to?
Hi, Derek. This is Deborah.
Hi, Deborah.
How are you?
Good.
Good. I just have some questions about Alberta.
Yes.
And I'm thinking of living out there part-time and living out here the other time.
Okay.
And just wondering what you think about that. If that's going to come to fruition.
Well, I want to say the words here, I'm being shown here, that I'm being told that you'd be caught between a rock and a hard place. You're going to find it a little bit difficult for yourself having to travel back and forth.
Yeah.
Okay. I feel that you're a daughter, don't you, right?
Yeah.
Okay, I feel that your daughter, how old is she now?
She's 12.
Okay. It's like being pulled back and forth.
Mm-hmm.
I have a tough time dealing with that.
Okay.
Unless you're working out of the summer season, basically, you know, going from school or from, now is this between family or is this between work?
Well, that's what I'm, it's to go back and help take care of my mom and
yeah.
be there for my son, and my daughter lives here.
Okay.
So it would mean basically going out there, you know, once a month for 4 or 5 days and then spending the rest of my time here.
Yeah. Like I said, you look at her heart, looking at a rock in a hard place, because you're going to find it difficult for that whole year trying to make a choice. I want to say that you will be, I got a funny feeling you will be moving to Alberta.
Okay.
I have a very strong feeling that you may decide to move there, because I'm getting a very large name, Alberta. So it's most likely you're probably there for maybe about 6 months there and then 6 months back here. I don't see you living in Alberta forever, because you have such a longing here.
Yeah, I do have a sense of belonging here. And I'm wondering about which way to go in terms of my career. I've got a few things going. I've got my yoga, and then I've got my media arts. And I've also been taking vocal training.
Yes.
And I sort of am wondering which direction to go in 2007.
Well, I'm being told media arts, of course. You're going to be more involved, but not just media arts, but also in part of your own person as beginning into acting or actressing or singing, one of the two, but you can combine it all into one.
Okay.
You're all part of the artistic skill.
Okay.
Yeah, because I feel like you're combining a little bit of here, a little bit of there, but you're still part of it. You're still active.
Right. Okay, good.
Yeah, not done. You're just getting... In fact, you know what? I would say, you may, even though you may have had a skill now, and you've been doing media arts in the past, but you're going to end up becoming much more active, much more busier.
Okay, good.
Okay. And there's a place I'm being shown here, and I want to say the Roundhouse.
Okay.
And I feel that you'll be participant in that somehow.
Okay, cool. Yeah, there is something coming up in September. I was thinking about taking with them, but I wasn't sure about it.
I feel that you will be there. I strongly feel you'll be there.
Okay.
Being like you're on stage or you're moving, you're going back and forth. You're involved somehow to this building.
Okay.
For people out there that doesn't know what Roundhouse is, not a granary. This is actually a place called the Roundhouse, which is in Vancouver, in British Columbia. And it's actually a studio where they do acting and all types of programs there, artistic. So yeah, I feel like you'll be there.
Okay, right on. I just have one more question before I let you go.
Uh-huh.
About my boyfriend, he's a musician, and I'm just wondering if anything's going to happen with his music this year.
I would say nothing until 2008.
Okay.
I'm not going to say that is not going to happen. What I'm going to say is it's going to build up to happen. I'm also being shown a studio, and he's trying to make up his mind. I'm being shown he's trying to make up his mind should he involve himself with one particular studio, but I'm also seeing a female that's going to try to manipulate him to work out of another studio.
Oh.
Okay. So does this make any sense to you?
Well, that's kind of what was going on already.
Okay.
Yeah, there was a female involved, and we actually decided it wasn't a good move for him.
Yeah, don't deal with her. Don't mess with her.
Okay.
Don't try and control it.
Okay.
Where he has nothing to say for himself.
Okay.
Okay. Stick to your other guns that will come up. Because I'm seeing him, the way I see him, like he's sitting on a chair, he's bent down, he's really worried about what's going to happen next regarding his career in the music field. I feel like once he's in this other studio, and there's two other men that are involved, that's where he's going to be.
Okay, cool.
Okay.
Thank you very much.
You're welcome.
I appreciate it.
You're welcome. Take care.
You too.
Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.
To let everyone else know out there, the phone numbers, toll-free numbers are, for the U.S., it's 877-876-5227. And those are in Canada, is 888-810-8322. And those of you on the international line, 530-876-3222. I was sent this the other day. I thought it was absolutely hilarious. I want to share a little, did you ever stop and wonder? Some people used to always wonder about these certain things that happen in people's lives, and they always find it kind of comical. And this reminds me of my childhood because I was a dairy farmer. And the first little quirk that a person asked the question says, who was the first person to look at a cow and say, I think I'll squeeze these pink dangly things here and drink whatever comes out? It basically is milk. It was hilarious the way they wrote this out. And another one says, who was the first person to say, see that chicken there? I'm going to eat the next thing that comes out of its bum. I mean, I find it funny. Some of you might think it's not cool, but I think it's funny. Why do toasters always have a setting so high that could burn the toast to a horrible crisp, which no decent human being could actually be able to eat? And why is there a light in the fridge and not in the freezer? Would it make sense? I've never seen anybody ever actually have a light in the freezer. And I love this one here. Can a hearse carrying a corpse drive in a carpool lane? Or if the professor on Gilligan's Island can make a radio out of coconut, why couldn't he fix the hole in the boat? Why do people point to their wrist when asking for the time, but don't point to their... I'm not going to go there. Why does Goofy stand up straight when Pluto remains on all fours? They're both dogs. Funny. And what do you call a male ballerina? Some good ones. These are absolutely, these are funny. Why do the alphabet song and Twinkle Twinkle Little Star have the same tune? Yeah, that's funny. Anyways, I got this few pieces sent in here. I thought they were cute. Something else I do as far as my work is concerned, if you ever go to my website, or you get a chance to go to my website, work as a paranormal investigator, and I talk to, like I said, I talk to people that passed over. I also have photographs on my website. If anybody actually has any photographs, they want to email me with orbs on them. And basically, if anybody's ever done any paranormal investigating themselves, or if they haven't, and they took a picture of a friend or family or someone, and you saw some really strange things on your photographs, and if you're interested in having to have them on a website, I do have my website available to support that, and I can actually put your name on there if you want me to. If not, it's up to you. But what I do is I let the public, the world, make the choice of what they like to look at, or basically make a decision what they think is real or not real. And I do have that available. If you're interested in having to email those to me, a photograph, let me know. I don't mind putting it up for everybody, for people, because I support where we all do. This lifetime that we have right now, I mean, basically I've noticed there's more people now that are taking pictures and photographs, and they come up with so many spirits are actually showing up in the photographs and film and even in movie media. And it's so active. I can't believe it. It's getting more and more active. And there's so many people out there today that are even trying to get into the paranormal field who have a lot of interest in it. We've had a lot of TV shows that are coming out now in the States, a lot of TV series that are, say, one for like the one called Medium and a few others, which is actually quite nice that we were supported and gives us a chance to share our work in this world. And we also have a couple of TV shows here coming out of Canada, too, up in the eastern part of Canada, that we have two ladies who are mediums. They call themselves rescue mediums, and they actually do a small investigation from house to house when they're asked to do this our paranormal work just like we do. So we're trying to get as much out there information to help the public learn about what we are and what we do. Some mediums don't like to, a lot of them will talk to those spirits that are passed over. But not very many mediums actually will talk, to a spirit that actually they can see by apparition. And some mediums have a tendency of having a little bit of fear of not wanting to see them. They think that they'll look like a gory something out of a horror movie or a Hollywoodized type of version. And that will never happen. Spirit does not actually show you that way, as far as I've ever had any. I've had a lot of spirits that I've seen, but it never showed themselves to me as being a negative thing. So if anyone actually wants to, like I said, send a photograph, and if they don't want their name publicized, they're more than welcome to. Basically what I just do, I just put this picture out there on the website and let the person make the choice themselves to agree with or just disagree, what they like about it, if it looks real or not looks real. But it also gets their attention and lets you know that, you know, we have strange things do happen in this world, and I have a lot of people that are sending photographs who are quite, I was astounded, quite amazed, or saying, like, I can't believe it. I mean, my father had passed away, and I was hoping that he, before my wedding, so to speak, and I was hoping that he'd be there, and all of a sudden this white mist shows up, or this form of what person in white shows up in the photograph, and they're asking me the question, is this my dad? I said, well, what do you think? Of course it would be your dad, because he said he'd never turn you down, that he would be there, and if you thought he wouldn't be, that's, you know, spirit, people have a way that are in spirit. Yes, the body is not there physically, but the spirit is actually eternal. And we do show up and try to be there supportively with you and be around you as often as we can. There is no such thing if anybody says to you, well, you're trying to keep them here. Yes, we do try to keep them by our side because we crave the loved one that we desire to be near us, because if, for example, husband and wife, husband may have passed away, the wife is really angry, it is like the idea that her husband gone and she's you know, upset the fact that he's out of his, that he's no longer living, and she's really depressed and down. It takes them a long time to heal through this. And sometimes people want to die because after they've lost a loved one, and they go through a broken heart, they can actually pull through with it. So it depends how we learn to understand our spiritual patterns and understand what the path that we're dealing with. So these things do happen. I'm just looking at the chat line and see what this person was saying here. So that we do have many opportunities to learn about what spirit can do for us and to show themselves to us. And sometimes they try to knock on walls or tapping, or you'll even hear a voice where there's breath sound. It comes through a tape recorder. Whether it's a regular tape recorder or a digital tape recorder, these do happen, and that's what we call EVP, electronic voice phenomena. Also, when you work, anybody who actually works as a paranormal investigator, they know, or even actually, for example, somebody wants to practice to be a paranormal investigator, you know, it's best for you to do, if you want to learn about being in that skill, recommend you to actually join a group that actually has that profession, or has that skill, because it's not really a good idea to do this on your own unless you don't have the experience. I mean, if you do have the experience, it's fine, but it's always good to have a partner when you're doing paranormal investigating, because you'll feel a lot safer, guaranteed. One thing I don't agree with is having children that come on site. And there's actually someone here, some people up in Hollywood here have done a TV series where they have teenagers do paranormal investigating, which I don't agree with it whatsoever, because one of these days someone's going to get seriously hurt, and that child will get seriously hurt, and then the company's going to pay for it in the end, because I've seen entities that will actually literally hurt a child if they have a chance. I mean, sometimes you get an angry one. If the child does not understand what's going on, they can do some scary stuff, and it'll follow them home at times. So if they don't know what it means, they shouldn't be involved whatsoever in it. So if anybody who calls them thinks this is a game, it's not a game. When you talk to a loved one, that's fine. And when we contact with loved ones, that's fine. It's a wonderful thing to do. But you never walk into a building that you don't know about that is haunted, so to speak, and it actually has had violence taken place in the past. Whether it's 100 years, 200 years, 300 years, that somehow, we don't know what did happen. But if you know the stories about it, if there was violence involved, you don't want someone as a child pretending to say, well, I want to join them. And if you don't have someone who has a profession, by their side and say, well, you know, if one guy, yes, he may have a profession, but the child needs to know ahead of time what to do. But I really honestly don't believe that a child should be involved unless he or she is very gifted themselves and they want to learn the skills, but they still have to learn from a professional. That's just the way it is. It took me a lot of years to become who I am today, and that's one thing I'm trying to share with the rest of the world, that yes, it's wonderful to be a medium, and it's respectful, and I like to have fun doing it. I mean, I really do enjoy, have fun doing it. Spirit likes to really entertain you. They really do in spirit. They like to really entertain you and to keep you laughing and remember the past and remember things that have happened in the past. And people like to be that way. They like to enjoy life to the fullest. But if we always have a tendency of hanging on to them, we don't want to hang on to that loved one. We like to let them move on. If they want to move on, let them move on. But if they want to hang around, and they will sometimes, because they'll hang around if we need them. They will hang around if we need them. If by some chance we're dealing with an issue we don't know what to do, sometimes they'll come around during even a favorite part of the season, part of the year, they'll come around. So people do enjoy those time frames. Spirit does come around quite often. And special holidays or loving holidays. Because we're trying to remember all the past. So remember all the Christmases and the New Year's we celebrated. My mom, I actually talked to my mom today about this, and she actually said to me, she says, it's been a long time since she's had all the family together. And but she would reminisce about, you know, you remember when this, you remember that, when you were a child, you know, when you were a little boy, we did this and this and this. And I said, yeah, I do remember that. And mom says she misses it. Yes, we do miss that, because it was fun. To us, it was fun. As a child and a parent, it was fun. But when you become, you grow up, and then you're seeing your kids grow up, and then you remember, reminisce what you've seen them do, what they did. That's why, as time goes by, we reminisce because we enjoyed all that time. You seldom ever come across anybody saying, oh, I remember the bad things, all the bad things. Most people don't think about the bad things. They're always thinking about the good things because they want to remember happiness, not sadness. So that's also important to learn from this. I'm sure a lot of you out there actually have enjoyed Christmas a great deal. As I began the show in the beginning, I'm sure a lot of you were actually very relieved that it's over. And the last show I did was basically helping people. I was talking about how we can get overcome a Christmas depression at times, because people do go with the depression of Christmas and dealing with what's going to happen next and how many presents you buy and that sort of thing for being with family, if you can be there or not be there for them. And I'm glad that you succeeded through this. I'm glad you all overcame the Christmas blues and the New Year's blues, and now we're back, and now we're going into 2007. And this is the first year for me for 2007, and I'm really pleased that I actually have participated as far as being in the show with BTS Radio. I'm having a great time doing it, and I'm looking forward to having a chat with all of you out there. Now, for those of you who actually are listening in and tell your friends all about this show, Between Two Worlds, and if they themselves want to call in and get a reading, a complimentary reading, that's available. You can just email them or phone them or let them know next Tuesday if it's possible, and let them know if they come online and talk to Derek. Also, like I said, also to the feedback, we have that available now on BBS Radio. And if those of you who have been listening to the show, and it'd be wonderful if you guys want to let me know that you're actually listening in, just you can go to the feedback button here. It's on the program under BBS Radio, and it says Send Feedback. You just click on that button, and what you can do is actually just sign up and put down there which show that you're listening to, which is Between Two Worlds, and you put in your comments and submit the comments and let the BBS Radio people know about it. And what they'll do is they will put your little feedback blurb about the show on my page and let the world know that you had made a statement saying, yes, it was a great show, or something else you want to put on top of that. And that you're listening in, basically, with that, what I find important. Because we're always curious how many listeners we have all across the world, or how many listeners we have that are local, or how many listeners that we have in the States. And it's actually good to have that and actually know how many people are actually listening into the show. And if you want to try to come in sometime, and you can try the chat line, because we do have a chat line available. And it's under BT2 Worlds, and it's actually abbreviated BT2 Worlds. And then you can get onto that page. And on the chat line, now if you want to send me a fast chat, there's also a little banner down below that says fast chat. Click on that, you can send me a message and let me know what the... you want to share, or if you have a question to ask, let me know on that as well. And the show that I'll be interviewed on will be called Ghostly Talk Radio in the beginning of March. So what you can do is go to my website under whiteskycloud.com, and you go and you scroll down, you'll see a banner that says scheduled appearances, and you can click on that page and take it down and just click on that page, and it'll go on that list. It'll tell you exactly what shows I'm going to be doing coming up this coming month of this or the month of the year. It tells you where I'm going to be or where I'm going to be interviewed. and who I'm going to be interviewing as well. Now, on my show as well, I'm going to be doing down the road too, I'll be interviewing some other people. So I'm actually calling in some people to be interviewed on my radio show. So I got some people that I'm actually talked to and who I'm going to be calling up to join me one of these next few weeks. I have a fellow by the name of Dr. Jimmy Lowry and his wife Heather, who's under APSR Radio. They're paranormal investigators. They're stationed out of Alabama. And also I have a few other people that I have contacted too that we'll be talking to. So, and if anybody who has any ideas that you want to share and ask any questions to be asked, be participants in the show, let me know. You can email me at whiteskycloud@yahoo.com. And we're looking forward to hearing from you next week. And also, it's going to be, So actually, I'm going to do right now in closing. And I'd like to thank you all, folks, for listening in to Between Two Worlds. And I'm your host, psychic medium and paranormal investigator, Derek White Sky Cloud. And I look forward to having a chat with you guys. Next week, I'll be talking to you about animal totems, power animals, and as part of my Aboriginal background, I'll be teaching, sharing with you what you can learn about what animals mean to you, what they all based on your journey. So look forward to talking to you folks next week, and that's about it. So in the meantime, and in between time, that's it. I'd like to thank you folks for listening in, and this is Between Two Worlds. I'm Derek White Sky Cloud, and take care and enjoy your journey. Thank you. Bye.